This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7 a.m. on the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get into the Atlanta Braves and the doubleheader yesterday. We're also going to get into some of Allie's feuding issues with her new neighbors, but that'll be just a minute from now.
Yeah. What, did she criticize the way they talk to?
No. But first, I want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Mike is going, Bo's going, Dylan's going, I'm going, Daddy Mac is going.
Wow.
And I already told him, Dad, these are my new friends. You can't make fun of me. He was like, I would never. So if you want in, go to 929thegame.com, click the contest page, tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 929 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400. Available at Walmart and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win. 929thegame.com.
Yeah, Daddy Mac.
I can't wait to go to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, I can't either. That's going to be so much fun. Saturday night prime time.
Dude.
This is going to be awesome.
Night races are so fun.
Especially at the new action track that is Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and we're going to we're going to do tailgating at home from there that weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to put it on, and we're going to get to Allie in just a second. I'm going to put it on this show's shoulders that we're going to come up with a new nickname for Land Motor Speedway. You know, they every NASCAR track has, like, this nickname, like the Last Great Coliseum or the Lady in Black.
Okay.
Like, we're going to, and not that Atlanta Motor Speedway doesn't, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. called it the new action track, which that used to be Richmond, but now that Atlanta's been repaved and reconfigured, it's like the new action track. I don't know, but there's something in there. We're going to hit it running. I don't know what it is yet.
And remember, it used to be the fastest mile and a half track.
Yeah.
And when it was the old layout, and now, I mean, it's still there. If they wanted to, those cars would fly around that track that mile and a half. It's such a fun track to be on and to watch the race, and I'm pumped.
Before we get to the Atlanta Braves, Allie, look, I have been on record on this show multiple times. I am team HOA.
Yes.
Like, I am 1,000%, as Dylan would say, I'm 10 toes down in team HOA.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I fully believe in an HOA. Now, you have been in your house a very short period of time, and it seems like you're already at odds with this group of people.
We're having some issues with HOA, and I'm team HOA until you come after me.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
We were in our house not even a week before they sent a violation notice that we had weeds in our yard. And our house had been remodeled. So the company that did that just didn't take care of the lawn. They were worried about the interior, exterior of the house.
Calm down, dude.
Really, calm down. So Grant's been mowing the yard nonstop. But this last week, it's been raining.
Yes.
So we had more weeds pop up in our yard this week. And they pointed it out. They came by and took pictures.
No.
And emailed us pictures.
Okay. All right. Now, I can't get on board with that. That's a little bit over the top.
Well, that's how they do it, though. And Allie, what you have is you need to get a ring camera, an outdoor one, and you need to set it up. And you've probably got walkers in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And there's probably one of these walkers is either a snitch or an HOA member who's also a snitch. And then you need to target this person once you figure out who they are. Because you'll catch them, and then you can take action.
Well, the extra sour note was the other night when the Braves game was rained out. It was like the one night, like, Grant and I were like, oh, we can hang out. And we got the HOA violation.
Wow.
He was like, I got to do the yard.
Wow.
And so we were separated again.
How old is your neighborhood? Like, are we 20 years old, 50 years old? Where are we at?
It's probably about 40 years old. Like, our neighbors have been there 30 years. Sure. Everybody there has been there quite some
mid-80s.
Time.
Mid-80s. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's about mine's over 50 years old. Like, I think my house was built in like 72.
Okay.
So, like, everybody's kind of, I guess, more relaxed in our HOA where it's like, all right, hey, man, just so you know, it's been 6 months and you still have a camper in your front yard. You should probably get that out of here.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, that's fair.
Well, our neighbors have been great, and they told me, you know, they get violations as well, but it's not necessarily a mom-and-pop HOA. It's now taken over by a management company.
Ah, that makes
sense. So it's this company looking for
the
dream.
So there's definitely a snitch in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
that management company ain't driving through. Oh, man, that's – but I've always been team HOA. I'm like, dude, keep my property value up.
I know, you know what I mean?
Give
us some
time. Bo wants to move back to 40 acres out in Paulding.
I think there is a lot of good in HOA does, and I have to be careful because some of my good buddies and neighbors are
on the board of trustees.
But I also think they can overstep their boundaries, and I think if you've been, the HOA is very aware that a house was just bought. I think a letter is a little extreme. I think maybe reach out with an email and say, hey.
Or how about just knock on the freaking door? That's what usually what my HOA will do. They're like, hey, how can we fix this?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I need a visit.
There are some people who probably don't like human interaction that serve on these boards. I would ask, though, I've got a question. You said no game tonight, so we get to spend the day together and then or night together, and you're like, oh, no, well, then Grant has to cut the grass.
Yeah.
We're separated. How damn big is your yard that it takes Grant like 4 hours to cut the grass?
Well, then he went around with the weed eater, too, because he's trying to make sure we don't get another violation. He was really, really trying to make it great.
How big is your yard?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a yard spraying company, and maybe I can set you up my guy Brett over at Level Lawns, and he can get that hooked up. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a
– get my fungus out.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's an opportunity in there somewhere.
I'm telling you, the rain just derailed everything this week because we had plans for things to happen.
This week's From the Diamond brought to you by True Green. anyway, so speaking of From the Diamond, let's get to the Atlanta Braves and the matchup that was yesterday. They split the doubleheader, obviously coming off the rainout on Wednesday night. It looked like you were going to get a pitcher's duel in game two yesterday between Zach Wheeler, I'm sorry. It everything fell into place yesterday for the Atlanta Braves offensively when we talk about game two. And really game one, I mentioned there was 13 hits in game one. They just kind of peppered you to death. But you thought you were going to get, the pitcher's duel, and then all of a sudden Zach Wheeler gets out of shape. Bo, you had it a minute ago from Justin Toscano. The Braves have just – they've done well against him. I think his ERA outside of games against the Braves is like 1.8.
Mm. He's given up. Like 14 earned runs in 10 starts outside of against Atlanta. He's had two starts against the Braves, and I think it's like 11 runs he's given up. It is ridiculous. It's pretty wild. Zach Wheeler has not been good against the Braves this year. And I think, you go back and he's pitched, I'd have to pull up the complete numbers in his career, but I always remember him pitching pretty well for the most part against Atlanta. So kind of crazy that they've suddenly got his number when they have no other pitcher in baseball's number.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
I know, right?
Kind you're of like, a crazy
you,
deal.
You look at the mound, you're like, who is this guy pitching dominating the Braves right now? And then Zach Wheeler rolls out, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, Zach Wheeler, like, checking his calendar? He's like, okay, who we got coming up? Braves, no!
Hey, you remember how I said I wanted to pitch in the night game of that one? Turns out next time I don't. Yeah. I don't even want to be a part of that series. That would be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you mentioned Ozzie Albies trying to steal second base in the ninth inning of game one. I absolutely, and there were people on fire on this yesterday. You mentioned Brian Snicker's like, hey, he kind of, I didn't give him a signal to steal second base. You say he went rogue. I say I absolutely love it. I love any time that these guys get on base and push the envelope. It took a perfect throw. And he's not the only guy that's been thrown out at second base during this series. Obviously, I think the Philadelphia Phillies Twitter account actually put the Braves on blast, like, just stop trying. I think they tweeted a picture of a caught stealing and said, just stop trying. But I didn't mind it. It obviously ended up in an unfortunate situation. You did reload the bases, but then the close strikeout call looking to end the game makes that taste a little more sour.
I don't like it. I think everything has a time and place, and I didn't think that was the time or the place for Ozzie to do that, okay? I just didn't. And we can argue all day if we have to about it. To me, it wasn't the time or the place. I don't mind them being aggressive at all. I've always agreed with your take that when you say you wish we had more guys that could, you know, press teams when they get on base. But the reality is it's not how we're built, and I don't mind doing it in certain situations. I just didn't think that was the time or the place for a guy to – yes, he did go rogue. I know Brian Snitker enough as far as listening to everything he said for the last, I don't know, since he took over, what was like 17, that, you know, when he says – well, you know, he just kind of did it on his own. That means he went rogue, okay? Because Snitker will always have his guys back in these times and stuff. So it sucks, but to me, the more egregious thing was that strike call. And again, it's about time and place. Had Romano been throwing strikes that inning,
mm-hmm.
It's one thing. He walked two of the three guys that loaded those bases, and he could not locate worth a crap. And all of a sudden, you locate for him? It wasn't a strike, okay? It wasn't. And Eli White shouldn't have to swing at that when he hasn't. When this guy's not proved the entire inning he can throw consistent strikes.
I want to go back real quick to the obvious thing. And you were talking about Brian Snitker saying, well, you know, he did that on his own. At what point does it become a concern? We're going to talk to Grant later on at 8:20 today. At what point does it become a concern? How many miscommunications this team seems to have?
That's
you know what
point.
I mean? Like how many times, well, the Kelenic thing, I didn't really see it, or I didn't get this signal, or you know, the whole Eli White going back to second. It's like how many times do we have to have these conversations of like, well, there was a miscommunication somewhere, wow. Or a guy went rogue, or I didn't see this, or like, dude, are we asleep at the wheel here? Like, what is going on?
I don't think it's any. I don't believe it's any different than it's ever been. And Allie might have a different take or a different insight on it. I don't think it's any different than it's ever been. I think the team's losing and struggling, and they're not hitting, so everything's magnified. Injuries are. If you started the season with injuries, and they're not dying down. After AJ leaves the game, and looks like he might be gone for the season. So. It's just a product of losing, really, Mike. No one's asking if whatever his answer is isn't a big deal. If Eli White gets a hit there or he doesn't get called striking out, you know, from a pitch that was a ball, I just think it's magnified. And because the Braves Twitter is so unrealistic, it's not funny at times. I understand wanting more from teams, but the constant. The other problem is the constant bickering about everything, especially the manager, is a lot to do about nothing to me. I think he's a good manager. Is he perfect? No. But, you know, do they lose the game because their Ozzie went rogue? No. They lost the game because, you said it earlier, they had 13 hits and can only play, four runs because they couldn't get extra base hits and, you know, the pitching, and Michael has to make an amazing catch to save three-run homer.
I do think there are a lot of things being focused on and being blown out of proportion as far as hands off the wheel with Snitker. I mean, even yesterday when Strider pointed out there was something wrong with A.J. Smith-Shawver, immediately Braves Twitter, and I hate to say they, but they were going after Snitker, like, why didn't he notice? Why wasn't he the one that pointed it? Yeah.
Come on, Snit.
So I think everything, when you're losing, everything is just under a microscope.
I think that's fair. It just feels like there's been even more of it. And it's not like the Braves weren't fledgling at times last year, mm-hmm. obviously. I just feel like there's even more of it when you go to the Acuna Twitter thing and whole debacle. It just feels like it's just gasoline on the fire at this point. You know,
you're right. Brian Snitker should have been monitoring Ronald Acuna Jr.'s Twitter when he was in a different city better. And I know you're not saying that, Mike. But he came out
and said he didn't see Jerick Kelenic.
I know.
It's the same situation.
But the guy literally took a half of what he had to start the season with last year and still made the playoffs. You know, how quickly we forget. How many guys were hurt last year?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try to pull it up, but let's run back through the game two starting lineup or in the wild card round last year that the Braves rolled out. you know? And that guy got them there. No matter how it happened, he got them there. So I'm not going to sit here and make I'm not going to take up for him on every instance. I think he's had some you know, bad moments this season, but it's everything's overamplified. And everybody in baseball is an analytics expert or back in my day guy. So, you know, those mix like, you know, oil and water. So it's just ridiculous.
Well, I hate to be that guy, but we can talk about the injuries last year we want to. After yesterday, you're barreling towards the same situation. I hate to tell you that. So hopefully these guys that are coming back from injury can get hotter sooner than later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.